Right, so day six, ladies. And today, I've titled today about clinging to the story. Now, it's kind of a bit of a flow on from yesterday. So I'm going to try and keep it short and sweet. And yesterday, I spoke about noticing the cycles and about the habitual cycle and the trigger, behavior, reward, and the repeat of that habit. And how, you know, there is a chemical cascade that goes on. And so this is a great introduction to psychosomatics, the mind-body connection. And basically the shape that you're in right now is a result of your thinking, okay? There's this fantastic video documentary called Down the Rabbit Hole, and I'm going to put a link on with today's email. If you get an opportunity, I highly recommend that you watch this documentary. And look, if anyone can't find it, I actually do have it on DVD, and I know, you know, DVDs are becoming a little bit out of date now, but you know, I do have it. It is a fantastic look at how the way that we think really conditions who we are today. So if we can learn to understand this mind-body connection, we can actually go a real long way to be able to make changes in our life. So, you know, we talk about the fact that often we're acting unconsciously and there's little awareness for how we react to what's going on around us. And what that tends to do is to produce these internal chemicals in our body that remind us how to act and how to think and how to create and how to live our life. So, this is what I love about this stuff, is that we have the power to actually change these patterns. You know, keep practicing basically the behavior, the habit, and the pattern that you want to instill in your life. So this is why, even if you happen to make a mistake and you forget to do whatever it is that you need to do, but you're aware already and you're willing to make that change, if you keep practicing, you will eventually make a change in that chemical makeup that's going on. And oh my God, if you could see me now, I've got my hands flying, and this is the way that I love to talk. Maybe I should have done a video on this instead, because this is amazing stuff. This is your body, this is your mind, this is your energy in action when you become aware of it. You can make the change. It's entirely your choice, guys. And I really, you know, if you're really hungry for this, keep practicing. You can do it. I'm telling you right now, you know, the mind can lead the body, but the body can also lead the mind forward with this. And it's why I love doing what I do, how I work with my clients. You know, I primarily have been this physical being working with the body, because this is the tangible stuff, and we can make the changes by continually physically practicing new behaviors, but we can also use the mind to support. And this is, you know, going back to what day was it? Day two, day three, when I was talking about mindset and how we can really find a way of changing the way that we do things by the way that we talk to ourselves, but not getting caught up in the whole whether we're negative or positive self-talk, but changing the way that we just look at things, and maybe just practicing a little bit of loving kindness to be able to change these habits. And you know, always coming back to the fact that we are in control. It's just we need to become aware of it. So there I go again, banging on, and I wanted to keep this as short as possible. So just remember that our body, yes, produces these internal chemicals, but it produces this chemical response in our body because it's what it's been used to. And this is what we're fighting against, or what we're in conflict against, when we're trying to make change. So if you have an awareness of that, then when you become aware of your physical reactions, or even your mind reactions, you know that it is just a repeated behavior, and your body just has gotten into this habit of making these chemicals. But you can also change that chemical makeup. It's going to take practice. And guess what, guys? You're already on day 6 of continually to practice. Even if you've had to start over again and again and again every single day, then, you know, you're doing it. Remember that. So much fun. Let me know how you're going. Send me a message. Send me an email, text message. Pop a comment on the Mindful Living group. I want to hear how you're going. Take care, everyone. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. You are doing great.